You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Water sports enthusiasts will have to find another place to ski, wakeboard, or participate in similar sports now that the Oshkosh Common Council voted unanimously to approve an ordinance amendment prohibiting those activities on the Fox River. Oshkosh Parks Director Ray Maurer told the Common Council Tuesday that the ordinance affects the entire Fox River through the city of Oshkosh, from its mouth by the Leach Amphitheater to Rainbow Park.
Anytime we have any ordinance change or anything that affects our boat launches, we will, we've got informational kiosks at each of the boat launches. We'll be posting that information, highlighting the amended ordinance. I will be also working with the local boat clubs, getting them information as well, and we'll work with the marinas throughout the areas. Social media posts as well will explain that.
The amendment is meant to improve safety and help reduce shoreline erosion. A Neenah police officer has been fired and accused of possession of child pornography. Police Chief Aaron Olson was given an Internet Crimes Against Children tip that identified Officer Owen Halls as a suspect. Olson turned all the information over to the Kaukauna Police Department, which then executed multiple search warrants. Halls has not been formally charged yet, but the department is recommending 2 counts of possession of child pornography. The investigation is continuing. Investigation documents issued by the Appleton Police Department to a local television station show that inappropriate conversations took place between fired Xavier High School principal Mike Mouthy and a female student. Appleton police began their investigation in November after the Diocese of Green Bay found the communications and was concerned about their content. There were over 200 emails between Mouthy and the girl. The Appleton Police Department concluded their investigation in January and filed no criminal charges. School districts around the state have referendum questions on Tuesday's ballot. 4 new Wisco school districts are asking voters to approve a capital or operational referendum. 1 is asking for both. West De Pere School is asking voters to approve a $9.925 million referendum to improve and expand the school's trade education facilities. Manitowoc is asking for a $25 million referendum to fund building maintenance and upgrades. Shiocton has 2 referendums on the ballot, 1 to issue $23.5 million in debt for building and facility improvements, and another for $9.1 million to fund an addition to a gymnasium. Finally, the Oshkosh Area School District is asking for a $197.8 million referendum for the construction of a new middle school and renovations at 3 elementary schools. The Washera County Sheriff's Office has released the identity of skeletal remains discovered in the town of Leon on March 13th. They say the remains are those of 33-year-old Tiffany Schneider. Reports say she's been missing since June. The Washera County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation into her death. The U.S. Department of Agriculture canceled the local food purchase programs, and now Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is asking them to reverse that decision. According to a press release, the programs support Wisconsin farmers and residents by using locally grown food for schools and child care centers. Senator Baldwin says the cancellation poses extreme harm to food producers and communities at a time of uncertainty. Over 300 Wisconsin farmers participated in the state LFPA program last year, which distributed over $4 million of food. Wisconsin is joining 20 other states, filing a preliminary injunction to stop the Trump administration's dismantling of the Department of Education. Attorney General Josh Call says dismantling the department is an attack on accessible quality education for kids. He and the coalition assert that the announcement of the dismantling of the education department has already caused mass layoffs and delays in critical funding for state school systems. The coalition calls Trump's executive orders to close the education department illegal and unconstitutional. If you're a Coca-Cola fan, check your labels and UPCs. Coke is recalling more than 812 packs of canned original Coke. They could have plastic in them. The cans were manufactured in Milwaukee by the Reyes Coca-Cola Bottling Company and were distributed here in Wisconsin and Illinois. Check online to see if the cans you have are included in the recall. It's a case of stolen or borrowed identity, and it's not a laughing matter. Joanne Krulatz explains.
A Wisconsin comedian says criminals are using his name and face in their scams. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports that Charlie Behrens, known for his routines and online videos with a lighthearted take on Wisconsin life, has been trying to stop people using his identity to trick people out of money. In one case, a woman was scammed for $500, supposedly to get backstage access to one of his shows. Behrens says the character he plays online might ask you for a ride to Culver's or Brandy Old Fashioned, but not money. He also is worried about people using AI to fake his likeness in a scam, saying there's more regulations to make a bratwurst than to use AI.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Yankees in the Bronx. Carlos Rodon, who was with the White Sox and then the Giants, on the mound today for the first time as a Yankee against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a rough spring training for the crew's pitching staff.
We did have a ton of injuries. I mean, seven of our top 13 pitchers will not be going to New York. And then that's disturbing. You know, that's difficult and hard to deal with, but that's what it is right now. We hope to get some of those guys back. There's one that maybe two, seven, the other seven will be back at some point, and that's what's crucial for us.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 10 last night in Denver, 127-117 to the Nuggets.
Yeah, I thought when we lost the game, I told our coaches we had to make about 4 to 5 more threes than them tonight, and I thought if we did that, we would win the game, and I think it was a dead heat, right? So that might have been the difference.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Bruce Springsteen are anxiously awaiting the release of the new biopic about the boss, Deliver Me From Nowhere, which covers the time in the rock icon's life when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his Nebraska album. Sources say filming has wrapped. Jeremy Allen White plays the role of Springsteen, but another actor really hit home with the boss. British actor Stephen Graham plays Springsteen's father, Douglas Dutch Springsteen. Graham appeared on the Soundtracking podcast where he said after visiting the set, Springsteen sent him the most beautiful text he'd ever received. The text from Springsteen thanked the adolescence actor for portraying his father so well and bringing back that memory, adding that it was better than any award he could ever receive. Graham said Springsteen is an icon and that the text from him made him cry. You could try to find a cooler guy than Bruce Springsteen, but you would not be successful. Another record at Netflix falls thanks to a new release. The show Adolescence has already become one of the biggest success stories at the streamer. Crime drama is about a 13-year-old boy accused of killing a girl at his school, set in the UK. It's now the most watched series after pulling in 66 million viewers in less than 2 weeks. Tax incentives for filmmakers is an issue here in Wisconsin, and if Rob Lowe were to weigh in, he would probably say do everything you can to pass them. The difference is the Outsiders actor would rather they did the same thing in California, where they have no incentives for filmmakers other than proximity to studios, equipment, and talent. On a recent episode of his podcast, Lowe said all the city officials in Los Angeles that allowed production to leave the area should be fired. But if they have to leave, I hope they come to Wisconsin. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are back as Woody and Buzz in a new Toy Story, but it might not be like the previous films. Pixar Studios says the fifth installment might surprise people and have them asking, is this really a Toy Story film? Not sure what to make of that. Pixar reps have emphasized there have been four films and they need to find ways to keep the franchise interesting. Toy Story 5 is expected to hit theaters sometime in 2026. I don't know that cast is all that important to Marvel fans because they'd probably go to the movies anyway. But having said that, the studio has released the names of the cast of the Avengers Doomsday. Chris Hemsworth and Anthony Mackie are back, and joining them in the cast will be Paul Rudd, Tom Hiddleston, and Sebastian Stan. Doomsday is expected to hit theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, some drizzle after midnight, low of 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. Showers and scattered thunderstorms are possible late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.